A WA policeman has lost a litre of blood after he was hacked with a samurai sword. The officer suffered a fractured skull and needed more than 25 stitches after the attack at Rockingham, southwest of Perth. And the Highway Patrol has revealed the top 10 suburbs in New South Wales for speeding, with Wilton, Mittagong and Mascot the top three. To sport now, and New South Wales State of Origin 5/8 James Maloney says his controversial teammates Josh Dugan and Blake Ferguson shouldn't wear the blame for the Blues' loss in Game 3. He told the Big Sports Breakfast the whole team shot itself in the foot. Forensic accountants have visited Manly headquarters as the NRL steps up its salary cap investigation into the club. The Sea Eagles say they've done nothing wrong. Australia's Michael Matthews has taken the green sprinter's jersey at the Tour de France after Germany's Marcel Kittel crashed 20 k's into the mountain at 17th stage. Tour rookie Primoz Roglic won the stage, Chris Froome consolidating the overall lead. Another shark encounter for Mick Fanning at the J Bay surfing event in South Africa. Fanning and Gabriel Medina were plucked out of the water after a 3-metre great white was spotted in the lineup. Fanning was attacked by a shark at the same event on this day 2 years ago. And the Australian women's cricket team will take on India in the World Cup semi-final in England tonight. Sydney weather windy with tops of 16 degrees. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sunday mornings get the best harness and greyhound racing wraps on Chasing and Pacing Rewind. From 10:30, we bring you the lowdown on all the Menangle and Wentworth Park action. Chasing and Pacing Rewind, Sunday mornings, 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase any F&P or LG washing machine and get it delivered. Plus, the packaging and the old washer taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Enjoy the best of winter-listed racing from the opulence of the Grandview Restaurant at Royal Randwick. Indulge in a three-course meal and beverage package designed by our award-winning executive chef.
Located on level one of the QE2 grandstand,
the Grandview is perfectly positioned to view all the action on the track. Book your place today at www.theatc.com.au.
That's theatc.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And good morning everyone, it is 10:07. We've got racing today at Gosford. Let's find our condition tonight. The man who will know all about that is Steve Scollard, the track manager. Morning Steve.
G'day Sean, how are you mate?
I'm terrific. What sort of a day have you got?
Oh mate, it's a beautiful day if you can get out of the wind, but the wind's a bit fresh, but no, outside of that, mate, it's absolutely stunning day up here today on the Central Coast.
All right, terrific. Now, track-wise, what is it?
Mate, we put it as a good four, mate. Probably as good as we get this time of year, you know. The weather's been really kind to us of late, so it has. So, no, the track's good. Everyone should have their fair chance today.
All right, terrific. So, good four rail?
Mate, the rail, we just popped it out a metre and a half from the 1100 to the 300. We raced in the true last Tuesday, so 8 or 9 days ago. Yeah, mate, just popped it out just around that turn just a little bit. We go around again here next Saturday and we'll pop it out just a little bit more. So that'll just about get us through winter, you know, so yeah. Not too bad.
Beautiful. All right, so fine, good four there today. Good on you, Steve. Have a top day.
No problem, Sean. You won. You're a good one too, mate.
Thanks, mate. Steve Scollard, track manager at Gosford. Gary Harley's there today. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean. Not very often I follow a legend, but that's the case today, following Scollard.
You just want a hot pie delivered at the end of this, that's why.
No, one won't be enough. I'll give you the cold day here. Yeah. Need a couple at least.
All right. Now, today we open up with the class two. We get number seven Loss around. One is Jani is three even. Six Hostwind Shadow 460. Three Denham Street 5. Four Ewan's Magic, $5. Two No Escape, $6. And number 5, Princess Freya, $10.
I like Gary Moore's horse, number 6, Oswin Shadow. Mate, I was out of the car when you were going to interview him. Did he give us a rap?
Yeah. He likes nearly all of his today, actually.
Yeah, I think this horse will be hard to beat. I thought he was good at Hawkesbury the other day. First run in a race. Timmy rode him, Timmy Clark's got some nice ride today, Tim. He was outside the lead of this fella. Showed really good speed. He only just held on at the end, but Barnabas did run on very strong the second horse, and they were well clear of the third horse. Barrier 1, good speed. You know, he's got all the boxes ticked for a race at Gosford. I think he'd be hard to beat. He'll take a ton of beating, the favourite of Jarmy. He was a bit disappointing at Kembla, first up. I know he was 3 wide with no cover, but he only ran 9-12. He didn't run on that well in the straight, as I thought he would, even though he covered a bit of ground. And he jumped well in that race, but he went back midfield, then he moved up 3 deep before the turn. The big key to him is that Peter and Paul have put the blinkers on today. He's a horse that won that Rich Magic Millions maiden at the Gold Coast on debut in January. Or not on debut, but first up this time in. Then he just got beaten a race at Canterbury. And he only got beat 2 lengths at Warwick Farm in March before a spell. So if he finds his best form, he's going to be very hard to beat. Good ride for Kobe Jennings. 3 Denham Street for Greg Hickman. He bolted in the other day at Nowra. They might have been crash hot, but was on a heavy track. He won by 3.8 lengths. He was running fourth on the rail. He improved. He went up inside the leader. Then at the top of the straight, he ran away in the straight. He's got a chance. Hickman's horses go very good here. And number 4, Yvonne's Magic, was only beaten half a length at Hawkesbury by Horizon. A horse of Gary Moore's was running third on the rail, joined the lead in the straight, but the winner outpointed it, but it still went okay. Good race to kick off, 6, 1, 3, and 4.
All right, the next event, 2 High Tranquility Scratch, now 1 and So It Goes, 2:30. Number 4, Solar Patch, 350. 5, Ibanez, 420. 3, Forge Ahead is 460. 8, Lana's Magic, 26. 9, Shivano, 26. Number 6, Aviz, 81, along with 7, Dairy Mary.
I'm with the same combination here, Gary Moore and Tim Clark. Number 4, Solar Patch. It's only had the 2 runs. Got beat 3.5 at Rosehill back in February behind Albumin and Schubert, which will be very good form. Kennedy run 3rd. Had a 38-day freshen up and finished down the track on a heavy 8 on the Kindergarten. Had 3 months off and resumed with a very good trial recently at Rosehill. It won the trial, was 3 deep outside the leaders, covering ground, went home good, did as much as Tim wanted him to do, and he won the trial. Number 1, And So It Goes, Blake Shin, back at Gosford after the stint at America. Gary White's got this one. It led in a recent, it's a first start, it's won its last 2 trials at Rosehill and Hawkesbury. In the Rosehill trial, it led soon after the start. And then it was headed, but it railed up into the straight. Young Ashley Borg rode it, and the horse won the trial very, very well. Got a good barrier, got a bit of speed. 5 Ibanez for Gary Portelli. 2 runs this time in for 2 placings. Led in the straight the other day at Kembla. It had a kick too, but it was run down near the line by Lewinsky. And number 3, got a place open. The race, Forge Ahead for Mark Newnham. Gee, I thought its trial was okay, an all-too-hard colt. He was in front. He jumped fair, went quick. He was in front of the last couple of strides in the trial. Tim Clark rode him, but Tommy's on him today because Tim sticks with the Gary Moore stable. 4, 1, 5, and 3.
All right, race 3, and it's a full field. Now here, number 2, Casino Angel is 340. 9, Ashara, $4. 8, So Easy, 460. 4, Fear and 5. Number 3, Cloudless Sky, 9.50. Then 6, Iron Stitches, and 7, Toffee Drop at 12. 5, Got the Tickets is 51, along with 10, Lady Mossman, and 1, Bonnie Bay.
I'm with the Godolphin filly here, number 9, Ashara. I think she's good odds. She hasn't had a start yet, but I like, look, you'll have a look at her trials and you see she runs 7th and 9th, 7th and 10, but she has never let off the bit at any stage. And that last trial's the one I had a good look at last night on a soft track. Brenton Abdullah rode her. Corey Brown's on today. Got me 2 lengths. was let drift way back in the field and here last in a field of 10, about third last by Britain, and ran on in the straight and was never, ever allowed to get a sweat up. I thought the trial was outstanding. The big worry is the outside alley, but I think if it has any luck, she'll be very hard to beat the Street Cry filly. Casino Angel. Well, it'll be interesting to see how they ride her around Gosford, because I was on her the other day at Newcastle, last start, and Mitch Bell let her drop out the last. She was slow away. In fact, let's be honest, she missed the kick by 3 lengths, so he let her sit back at the tail of the field, and gee, she come with a whirlwind finish halfway down the straight. I thought she was going to get there, but in the end, she was well held by the horse of Gerald Ryan, Shifty Thinker, got beat about 2 1/4. The start before at Gosford, when she got beat a length, she was up third on the rail. She's got a tricky alley. I don't know what Andrew will do, Andrew Atkins, whether they'll go forward or go back. I think she could do either, but she's going to be very hard to beat. There's no doubt about that. Number 8, Zoeasy, run fourth first up at Hawkesbury the other day. Showed a bit of speed. Got a check at the 1,000 and then got back and then got up behind the leader when they straightened up. And number 4 is the other one. Fearing for Anthony and Edward Cummings. Set outside the leader in a trial. It's a first starter. No match for the winner, but I thought the trial was okay. 9, 2, 8, and 4.
Righto, the fourth is a maiden. Now, 3 Sacred Edge out. 8 Animalia, $1.90. 2 Ivory Man, $3.70. 7 She's Demanding, $3.90. 5 My Miss Padrill, $12. Number 4 Krupskaya is $16. 1 Dashing Special, $34. And 6 Rocking Horse, $81.
It's a bit of the day for me. Number 8 Animalia, the Godolphin gilding. Mate, it's a two-year-old. He's a two-year-old, and of course I'll be three shortly. But this is a open maiden at set weights. He's got 56.5. Look, he's had 3 runs on the Beaumont track back in February. He got beat less than half a length by Hypnotist, who's unbeaten in 3 starts and a very smart horse, trained by the Snowdens. He had 4 months off, come back and got beat 2.5 at Warwick Farm on a heavy. But it was midfield, though a bit worse than midfield, laid out in the straight, on the turn in the straight. No, hang on a minute, that was against Hypnotist that did that. But at Warwick Farm, it was way back 6 on the rail, and it chased home pretty good, was never going to win, but Wild Heart won the race, Curdle won second, and Curdle went to Brisbane and won a good race during the carnival. And then its last start at Warwick Farm, and having a beat along head by Navero, they told stewards they were going to change their tactics to be ridden more forward. The horse settled third in a 1,400. Outside the leader, straightened up, chased its heart out, but just couldn't pick up Navero. Ty Anglin rode it then, and Ty's rode in it both runs this time in, and he's aboard today. Now, it goes to the mile, which won't worry it one iota from what I've seen on the replay, so I think it's my bet of the day. Number 2, Ivory Man, he's knocking on the door. 2 good placings at Wyong this time in. Got to be some chance in the race. Number 7, She's Demanding for the Snowdens. The query with this filly is she gets back. She gets well back in a race. She was pretty good first up when she run third at Kembla, but she come from last. She does get back, but she's pretty strong. And number 5 is my fourth go in the race, My Miss Padrill. 8 the best to beat 2, 7, and 5.
All right, now the next we take out 1 this aisle, 4 Hurricane Harbour, 3.30, 6 Cheeky Bella, 4.40, 3 Happy Partners, 6.50, along with 5 Crown Moss, 7 the Iron Maiden, 8 High Call, 8.50, 2 Zavina, 13, 9 the Blues Brother, 13, and 10 Aperta, 81.
I'm with Cheeky Bella here. Mike Van Gestel's horse, he trains out of Hawkesbury, and Jeff Penzer, who of course rides work there, and he rode the horse 2 starts back. He's back on it today. It's run 4 placings in a row, Bathurst, Hawkesbury, Wyong. It's only beaten a length at Wyong the other day in a last card, Joe. Got back to be last. Made up a ton of ground in the straight at the end of 1350. There today, goes to the mile, which will suit ideally, and I think it's the one to beat. The favourite, Hurricane Harbour, toyed with him the other day at Dubbo, bolted in there. Good young man trains it, Mitch Newman, and Mouse Robinson back at Gosford today. Haven't seen the Mouse for a while. He's here. He rode it when it won at Dubbo. Went all right at Goulburn prior to that. It'll be hard to beat. Number 7. For 3rd, the Iron Maiden. Well, mate, the Iron Maiden, dead set wants a wet track, and even though there's a bit of give in it, that's why I've put it in for third. But the wetter the better for it, but I still think it'll run all right in this race. And number three, Happy Partner, can improve. 6-4-7-3.
All right, we pull out 9 Solar Patch from race 6, 7 Sprinting to Win, a $4 pop, 1 Chin's up 440, so is 8 Rosalda, number 2 Dapkos is 460. Now 4 Mr. Schnitzel 750, number 10 Sonoran 9, 5 One of the Kind is 16, 3 Denials 26, number 6 Road to Royalty $61.
Very keen on this horse at $4. They went up $7 or $8, tab.com.au yesterday. Peter and Paul Snowden's horse, number 7, Sprinting to Win. First off, we've got a gear change. It's got the blinkers off now. He's only had 2 runs at Canterbury back in August last year. He got better length and after a Group 1 place getter in Suzanne. Military Machine Run 2nd and Royal Navy 3rd. That was a hot field that day, and that 3-year-old maiden played on a heavy track. He had 5 months off and resumed and ran last at Wyoming. He pulled up very sore on January 22 that day. He was gone at the 600, and you knew something was wrong, and it was. Pulled up very sore now. Since then, he's been gelded. He, in a recent trial, run 4th behind That's a Good Idea, a top sprinter. Deluxe run 2nd. Ellie May, who set a cracking pace, Miss Ellie May on the trial, run 3rd. Now, this fella shared the lead early. He drifted to the centre of the track. Tommy Berry let him do that. And I thought he ran home really, really good. Thought the trial was terrific. And I can see why there's been very heavy backing for him. Tommy Berry trialled him. He sticks with him. I'm keen on him. Number 7, Sprinting to Win. Number 8, Rizaldar. Well, I'll put her in because it's a case of me following my money. Because I was on her the other day at Newcastle on debut. She's only a 2-year-old, but that doesn't matter. She's 3-year-old in the week. Look, at Newcastle in the 2-year-old race, it was a hot race. Don't worry. Dream Charge won it. She was very heavily backed into 6-4 or $2.50 favourite on the back of a terrific trial at Warwick Farm. It was a 900-metre race. She only got one turn. She was 3 wide with cover, and I thought a little bit disappointing. She got beat 4.5 lengths. But what I thought was that the step up to 1,200 is ideal. She's a Godolphin, of course, and Bretton Abdullah, a rider. Look for a big improvement. Now, in the same race, the other Godolphin horse, number 10, Sonoran, run 3rd behind Dream Charge, and it'll run big again today, I reckon. It's at very good odds. Ty Anglin's on this Godolphin one, and it'll run very, very well. Number 1, Chin-Ups. Never got on the track the other day at Nowra when it was just beaten. You've got to give it some hope here. It's a good race. 7, 8, 10, and 1.
Race 7, and here we've got a full field. Now 7, Woomera, 310. 2, Centro Superior, 340. 1, Queenie, and 7. 6, is Candyans, is 750. 4, Lozer, $8. 3, Prince Dylan, $9.50. 8, Swift Reply, 17. 5, Keep the Dane, 23. Also, 9, Colonial Rain, is 23.
I'll put Greg Hickman's horse on top. Number 2, Centro Superior. Tommy Berry to ride. Tommy was on it here the other day and had a 30-day break and resumed it the other day, and it only just got beat. Normally gets back, and it got back the other day here. Tommy saved ground on the fence. He's looking for a run, and they straightened up. And when the run came, he went hard along the rail. Just couldn't pick up the winner, Pure Rebel, who was backing up after a Newcastle win the start before, so it was no disgrace to get beat by half a neck by it. He's had 6 placings on this track, Centro Superior, without winning. Got a good barrier, but he will get back. But he'll be very hard to beat here. Number 3, Prince Dylan. He's a bold front runner. And what I saw of him last prep, first up at Musselbrook the other day, it was a 1,000-metre race, and he was running 3rd on the rail. He fought on well. He's only beaten 2 lengths. He'll be better for the run. Number 7, Woomera, the favourite. Went to Flemington for the Creswick the other day. Gee, got beat 11 lengths there at $61. Got better length and a half at Goulburn prior to that one, favourite, and then failed on the Beaumont track back in October. I don't know, got the blinkers first time. It's short. Not a good ride for Tim Clark, but I only put it in for 3rd. And number 1, Queenie, and best of the others. You've got to have a go sometime, Sean. 2, 3, 7, and 1.
Gary, have a dip, Harley. Now the 8th. 4 Saskia Rose, 8 Vixen Lassout, 3 Cosmic Powers, $1.75, 6 Sebring Express, $3.50, 1 Brood War, $5.50, 7 Tapovino at $9.50, 5 Miss Faith, $11, and 2 Stradance, $26.
He's a good thing. He's a smart horse, this fella. Cosmic Powers, $1.75. They might have, I think they went up a little bit better, but it mightn't have been too much. The Snowdens have got him. Now, he's had one run at Hawkesbury in July last year. So he's had 13 months off. Now, that day he started favourite, and he beat a very smart horse in Kings of Leon. And trust me, he was pretty good too, ran third. He won the race. He led all the way. Now, what happened then? He suffered a soft tissue injury at some stage, and that's why he hasn't raced for so long. Now, in a recent trial at Randwick, that's his only trial this time in, he flew out of the barrier, led early, was caught three deep, then as others got underneath him, Kieran McAvoy rode him. Kieran never let him go at any stage in the straight, and he just kept running on, running on. Now, the winner is an absolute flyer, Postmaster General, the winner of the trial, and this fellow ran third, 2.5 lengths behind him. Now, I thought it was a top trial. Kieran's not here today, and Blake Shin rides barrier two. He looks a good thing, no doubt about that, but he is odds on. Number one, Brood War, formerly with Chris Waller, second run for Chris Lees, bolted in first up for Chris recently at Muswellbrook in a weaker field than this, but barrier one, back off the pace a bit, 2 kilo claim. It'll run on okay. Number six is third pick, Sebring Express, the only other horse in the race I could give any chance to. Likes, it's last time in, it was a Wine winner, placing at Kembla, and it won a recent Randwick trial. And number two, Stradance. 3, 1, 6, and 2 in the last, best bet. Race four, number eight. But that one in the last, a good thing if you like taking odds on. But number eight, Animalia for Godolphin, race four, number eight, mate. It's a delightful day. There's a bit of a breeze, as Steve told you, but the sun's shining brightly. I think we're going to get about 19 or 20 degrees today. So on a good track, really looking forward to the meeting.
Good on you, mate. Well,
mate, I didn't mention, and Steve didn't either, it's the Mental League, Central Coast Mental League Day today.
They all right.
320 people up in the function area. They have this day every year.
Yep. Fantastic. Well, that'll be a good day for them. They'll enjoy that.
Yeah, good fundraiser.
Yep. Too right. And we'll hear you at the late mail later on.
Yeah, mate. Come through all day long.
Good on you, Gary. Have a good day there.
Thanks, Sean.
Gary Harley, he's at Gosford today, 26 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
There's nothing better for a big breakfast than a gigantic bowl of sports, lads.
Bar on, TK.
And there's only one place to get it, the big sports breakfast. Get a server.
I am, TK, I am.
Chock-a-block with nutritious sports news, personalities and opinions, filling you up for the day ahead.
Every morning from 5.30.
That's right, Slats. Every morning from 5.30, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Pour the big sports breakfast into your ears. Go on, eat sport for brekkie.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase any F&P or LG washing machine and get it delivered. Plus, the packaging and the old washer taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick Saturday and a $100,000 projected Quanti pool at Wentworth Park Saturday night. You can prepare for the punt, watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio is once again heading to the top end for this Saturday's $135,000 Northern Territory Derby. Hear Andrew O'Toole's Darwin Tips Saturday morning between 11 and 12 on Sky Sports Radio.
Enjoy the best of winter-listed racing from the opulence of the Grandview Restaurant at Royal Randwick. Indulge in a three-course meal and beverage package designed by our award-winning executive chef.
Located on level one of the QE2 grandstand,
the Grandview is perfectly positioned to view all the action on the track. Book your place today at www.theatc.com.au.
That's theatc.com.au.
Thank you. Here at Sky Sports Radio, we're gearing up for a massive couple of weeks at Coffs Harbour. Cup Day is August 3, and this Sunday's Sawtelle Cup winner gets a berth in the $80,000 feature. Don't miss Gary Cleese's Coffs Harbour Tips on Racing HQ, Sunday at 10 a.m.
Good morning, Leanne West with Sport Headlines. New South Wales State of Origin 5/8 James Maloney says it's not fair to pin the blame for the series loss on controversial players Josh Dugan and Blake Ferguson. The NRL has stepped up its salary cap investigation at Manly, with forensic accountants visiting the club's Narrabeen headquarters. Another shark encounter for Mick Fanning at the Jay Bay surfing event in South Africa. Fanning and Gabriel Medina have been plucked out of the water after a 3-metre great white was spotted in the lineup. Australia's Michael Matthews has taken the green sprinter's jersey after the 17th stage of the Tour de France. Chris Froome has consolidated his overall lead. Jason Day says he's capable of turning around his form and making a charge when the British Open tees off at Royal Birkdale tonight. The Australian men's water polo team has beaten France 11-0 at the World Championships in Hungary. And Australian qualifier Matthew Ebden has upset the sixth seed Lucas Lacco to reach the quarterfinals of the Hall of Fame tennis tournament in the United States. In news, a horror run of deaths on the state's roads has continued this morning, with two killed in a fiery truck crash near Gloucester, north of Newcastle. 8 people have died on the roads in the last 24 hours. And there are grave fears for a Melbourne hiker missing in Canada for 2 weeks. Police have already found the body of her boyfriend in a lake in British Columbia. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Day and night, Sky Sports Radio provides the winning edge to your punting day on the National Racing Service.
Time and time again, Tab Market Movers find you the winners.
Harving its quote, 26-12, Marboob at number 8 for Jeff Penza.
It's Marboob in front, Marboob leading near home, and Marboob comes down to win from Mon Bellamy.
Tab Market Movers, covering every racing code right throughout the National Racing Service.
On Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
29-11 and we've got Harness Racing getting underway. 1:03 today at Tamworth. And Michael Cordes looking after us. Mick, good morning.
Sure, I've got bad news for you. I'm doing Penrith tonight.
Penrith tonight? I've jumped to the wrong one there. See that? I was just going to get it early. There we go.
You would have thrown me in the deep end if you want me to find a winner.
I'd hang you out to dry. You know that. Now, the first at Penrith tonight at 6:12, we've got a full field.
Yeah, well, just the 7 races tonight, Sean, because of Tamworth and Savo. So it's there's a big afternoon of harness racing. But race 1 tonight, I think that, the Kevin Pizzuto Express should just roll on here. It's, I think the 7... The Golden Cross just looks too good for these on paper. He's only had 5 wins from 23 starts, his horse, but 4 of those have been at Penrith. So he obviously loves this track, and he was a winner last time he raced here, which was 6 starts ago. So the small field suits him. Toddy McCarthy just has to keep the leaders in his sights, and he'll get the chockies, I think. I made the danger the 5 prior to flight from the Mick Watkins stable. Ellen Rickson's driving in superb form, and this girl just prefers Penrith, where he also won 4 starts back. He'll probably get back again, so the small field probably suits his horse. Other dangers are probably the 3, Maxwell's Pride, who's first up, but is the likely leader, while the 2, the innocent one, is a chance at good odds with a soft run. 7 to beat 5, 3, and 2, sure.
All right, race 2, James Desire, number 1, not running.
Yeah, there's a Pizzuto